Now that you have a solid understanding of CSS grid fundamentals, containers, tracks, rows, columns, areas, and the use of repeat with autofit and min-max, it is time to go further. This chapter focuses on the advanced mechanisms that allow you to precisely control how items are aligned and placed within a grid. Mastering these techniques will allow you to build complex, professional grid layouts without relying on hacks or workarounds. Before we start, a quick recap of the grid model. A CSS grid layout is defined on a container element using the display grid declaration. Inside that container, direct child elements become grid items. The grid is structured by tracks, columns, and rows that you define. Each item is then automatically placed into those tracks, or you can manually control exactly where each item goes. The advanced concepts in this chapter build directly on that model. Explicit placement with grid column and grid row. By default, CSS grid places items automatically, filling tracks from left to right and top to bottom. However, you can take full manual control using the grid column and grid row properties. These properties allow you to specify exactly where an item starts and ends in the grid, using line numbers. In CSS grid, lines are numbered starting from 1. If you have a grid with 3 columns, there are 4 vertical lines, line 1 on the left edge, line 4 on the right edge. Similarly, a grid with 2 rows has 3 horizontal lines. The syntax uses a slash to separate start and end. Grid column 1, 3 means the item starts at column line 1 and ends at column line 3, spanning 2 columns. You can also use the span keyword. Grid column 1, span 2 produces exactly the same result. The item starts at line 1 and spans across 2 column tracks. Example.item. Grid column 1, 3. Grid row 1, 2. This places the item in the first row, spanning from column line 1 to column line 3, occupying 2 columns. You can also use negative line numbers to count from the end of the explicit grid. Grid column 1, minus 1 means the item spans the entire width of the grid, from the first line to the very last line, regardless of how many columns exist. Placement with named grid areas. You already know how to name grid areas using the grid template areas property on the container. Advanced usage means combining named areas with explicit line-based placement to create hybrid layouts. When you define named areas, CSS grid automatically creates named lines. For example, if you name an area header, the grid creates named lines called header start and header end for both rows and columns. You can then use these names in grid column and grid row. Grid column, header start, header end. This approach is powerful because it ties the placement logic to the semantic meaning of the layout, making your code much easier to read and maintain, a key professional skill. Alignment in CSS grid, the two axes. CSS grid gives you fine-grained control over alignment along two distinct axes. The inline axis, horizontal, also called the row axis, this is the direction text flows in, left to right in most Western languages. The block axis, vertical, also called the column axis, this is the direction block stack, top to bottom. These two axes are controlled by different properties, which sometimes causes confusion. Let us be very clear about which property controls which axis. Aligning the entire grid content within the container. If the total size of all your grid tracks is smaller than the grid container, you have free space. You can distribute that free space using justify content for the inline slash horizontal axis and align content for the block slash vertical axis. These properties work on the grid container and affect the entire grid structure. Possible values for both properties include start, packs tracks toward the start edge of the container. End, packs tracks toward the end edge. Center, centers all tracks within the container. Stretch, stretches tracks to fill the container. Only works if track sizes are not fixed. Space between, distributes free space between tracks, with no space at the edges. Space around, places equal space around each track. Space evenly, places equal space between all tracks including the edges. Example. If you have a grid container that is 900 pixels wide and your 3 columns total only 600 pixels, using justify content, space between will spread those 3 column groups evenly, with the first starting at the left edge and the last ending at the right edge, aligning grid items within their cells. Each grid item occupies a grid area, a rectangular space of one or more cells. Within that area, the item can be aligned using justify items, inline axis, and align items, block axis, both applied on the container and affecting all items at once. Common values. Stretch, default, the item fills the entire width or height of its grid area. Start, the item aligns to the start edge of its area. End, the item aligns to the end edge. Center, the item is centered within its area. Example.grid container. Display, grid. Grid template columns. Repeat 3, 200px. Align items. Center. Justify items. Start. With these settings, every item in the grid will be horizontally aligned to the start, left, of its cell and vertically centered within its cell. Overriding alignment on individual items. If you need a specific item to behave differently from the rest, you can use justify self and align self directly on that item. These properties accept the same values as justify items and align items but apply only to the targeted item. Example dot special item. Justify self, end. Align self, start. This item will be aligned to the right edge and the top of its grid area, regardless of what justify items and align items say on the container. The grid auto placement algorithm and the grid auto flow property. When items are not explicitly placed, CSS Grid uses an auto placement algorithm to decide where to put them. By default, the algorithm fills rows first. It fills the first row, then moves to the next row when the current one is full. This default behavior is controlled by the grid auto flow property. Values for grid auto flow. Row, default, items are placed filling rows first. Column, items are placed filling columns first. Dense, the algorithm tries to fill in holes that appear when large items leave gaps. This can change the visual order of items compared to the source order in the HTML, which has accessibility implications. Use dense carefully. Example dot grid container. Display, grid. Grid template columns. Repeat 3, 1FR. Grid auto flow, dense. With dense, if a large item spanning two columns leaves a gap, a later smaller item may be repositioned to fill that gap, even if it appears later in the HTML. Implicit tracks and grid auto rows. Grid auto columns. When items are placed outside the explicitly defined grid, for example, an item is placed at row 5 but you only defined 3 rows, CSS Grid creates implicit tracks to accommodate those items. By default, these implicit tracks are sized to auto, meaning they grow to fit their content. You can control the size of these automatically created tracks using grid auto rows and grid auto columns. Example dot grid container. Display, grid. Grid template columns. Repeat 3, 1FR. Grid auto rows, 120px. Here, any row created automatically, beyond the explicitly defined rows, will be 120 pixels tall. This is very useful when building card grids where you want consistent row heights even when new rows are added dynamically. You can also pass multiple values to grid auto rows to create a repeating pattern. Grid auto rows, 100px 200px means the first implicit row will be 100 pixels, the second 200 pixels, the third 100 pixels again, and so on. Layering items with z-index. Because CSS Grid allows items to be explicitly placed anywhere, including overlapping positions, you can intentionally stack items on top of each other. When two items overlap in the grid, the one with the higher z-index value will appear on top. Grid items are stacking contexts, so z-index works even without position, relative or similar declarations. Example dot item A. Grid column, 1, 3. Grid row, 1, 2. Z-index, 1. Dot item B. Grid column, 2, 4. Grid row, 1, 2. Z-index, 2. Both items share column 2. Item B will appear on top of item A because it has a higher z-index. Combining grid with flexbox for inner layout. A common and highly effective professional pattern is to use CSS Grid for the macro layout, the overall page structure, and flexbox for the micro layout, the internal arrangement of elements within a grid item. A grid item can itself be a flex container. This combination leverages the strengths of both tools, grid for two-dimensional placement, flexbox for one-dimensional alignment within each cell. Key takeaways for this chapter. Here is a structured summary of what you must remember. Grid column and grid row allow explicit item placement using line numbers or the span keyword. Negative line numbers count from the end of the explicit grid. Named grid areas automatically generate named lines that can be used in grid column and grid row. Justify content and align content control how the entire grid is distributed within the container. Justify items and align items control default alignment of all items within their cells. Justify self and align self override alignment for a single specific item. Grid auto flow controls whether the auto placement algorithm fills rows or columns first. The dense value fills gaps but may reorder items visually. Grid auto rows and grid auto columns define the size of implicitly created tracks. Overlapping items can be layered using z-index, which works natively on grid items. Grid and flexbox complement each other and are frequently used together in professional layouts. Understanding and applying these concepts will allow you to build any layout you encounter in a professional web development context. with clean, maintainable, and semantically meaningful code. These techniques are directly applicable in the front-end components of full-stack applications, where precise layout control directly impacts user experience and overall application quality.